I'm Thomas Anopi. I'm the co-chair of the Catherine Justice Reinvestment Group.
And what does that mean?
Catherine Justice Reinvestment is a group that is seeking to encourage the government to invest in our youth before they commit offences with social supports, education and rehabilitation opportunities. The idea is that the government will invest more money on the youth before they offend in order to prevent them from offending. The government will then not be required to invest that money at the end phase, that is with correctional facilities and so on. Our goal is for the government to spend more money building and investing in communities than in correctional facilities.
And who are you and why did you feel you needed to get involved in this?
I'm a lawyer within the Legal Aid Commission at Catherine, and the group was formed, and it's a really broad group. We have members from the police, we have Indigenous elders, we have youth themselves, we have a whole range of social services such as Red Cross, Anglicare, Catholic Care, as I said, the legal services. There's a whole range of people that are involved in Catherine Justice Reinvestment, so it's a really broad approach with a lot of viewpoints that are contributing to our program. I should have added the Youth Outreach Re-Engagement Officers, who are recently formed, and they've been a really valuable component of Catherine JR as well.
So how did all this start? It sounds like you did a lot of community groups and a lot of community members together, and this started in 2015. Why? What started it?
There was concern within Catherine about youth offending. A lot of businesses were being broken into. That sort of nuisance youth type behaviour that was causing trouble and expense within the community. These stakeholders that have an intimate knowledge of the problem got together to start planning a response to the problem, and out of that came Catherine Justice Reinvestment.
Is it working? You're 2-3 years on now. Are all the boys and girls in Catherine well behaved and there's no more property crime anymore?
JR's a very long process. So it's a four-phase process. We have done an initial consultation phase. That was done, the report was delivered in July 2016. That report showed the strengths that Catherine has in assisting our youth, also the problems, the gaps. It also showed that the Catherine community is really positive towards the idea of Catherine Justice Reinvestment.
And what's your end goal for this project? Will there ever be a point where you can shut down the group because it's worked?
No, there's not a suggestion that we should either shut down the group or indeed shut down detention centres. So while we're wanting to reinvest money away from those really punitive approaches, it's conceded that ultimately you do need a detention centre for those youth that have committed the really most serious offending. But the idea about Catherine Justice Reinvestment is that we collaborate, we determine what are the best programs for young people, and we feed that, we as a result of that information, we implement new programs and we evaluate them. So of course it will be an ongoing process to ensure that we get the best outcomes for our young people.
The cynical might say, as a lawyer, you're probably doing yourself out of a job eventually.
I'd be happy to lose that aspect of my work. It's terribly sad to see young people coming into trouble with the justice system, because it's very clear with young people that with all people, but particularly young people, that so much of the problem isn't that the kids are bad, it's that the kids have been let down in some ways. So most kids that get involved with the justice system have grief issues, trauma, abuse, neglect. Those sort of really are problems that are social-based problems. We need to assist these kids with proper rehabilitation, with proper educational opportunities, with proper counselling to ensure that they're helped. And with a bit of luck, that will ensure that they don't offend.
Could this be rolled out across the rest of the territory, or are there already similar programs elsewhere?
There are similar programs down south. Catherine is the territory-based justice reinvestment program. Catherine's in a unique position. We lack some of the really basic requirements for youth to have good well-being. So Catherine, for example, doesn't have a residential rehabilitation facility that's available for youth. So if a young person in Catherine has drug or alcohol problems, they get sent down to Alice Springs. Kids that have drug and alcohol problems tend to have also associated trauma, grief, other issues in their life. It's very difficult for them to have the resilience to go so far from home in order to receive treatment. That's a unique problem for Catherine. Catherine Justice Reinvestment is going to be advocating for rehabilitation services in our town. We need extra services. We need additional supports with respect to education. We have teenagers who have literacy levels of young primary school students. That's a specific it's a really specific need. We need additional assistance for those young people. And certainly we've been advocating for those things, and the government in many ways has been responsive, but we do have an awful long way to go, and that's where Catherine Justice Reinvestment will be pushing into the future.
Thomas and Opie, thank you for your time.
Thank you.